Now, there's confusion in Samoa this morning over whether the country has its first case of COVID-19 or not. The man in question arrived in Apia last Friday from Auckland and tested negative at the airport. A second test on Wednesday returned a positive result, and then yesterday morning, a third test came back negative. Aotangawaya, Tipi Aotangawaya is our correspondent in Samoa and is with us now. Talofa, good morning. Thank you for being with us. Is it clear what is going on with this case?
Well, we are now being told by the Ministry of Health in a press conference late afternoon yesterday that the swab test from that positive case will be sent today to New Zealand for further examination and test. So we're now crossing our, we're now keeping our fingers crossed and wait for that final test in New Zealand.
So the positive one, the thought is perhaps it was a false positive?
Well, according to the Director General of Health, it could be a technical error. But, you know, they're not also sure why it came out first a positive and then following two other tests came out negative. So that's why they are considering now to take the test to New Zealand for further examination.
Are they going to take all of the tests, I guess, in case one of those negatives ended up being a false negative?
Well, who knows? We'll have to keep our fingers crossed and wait.
As for the individual concerned, are they still in isolation?
Yes, immediately on Wednesday night after that first test came out positive, the person, which is one of our return sailors from Europe, was taken into isolation in a special ward at the National Hospital together with one of his colleagues. They shared a room at the in the hotel where they were quarantined.
And what about the other passengers on the flight? What is happening with them regarding isolation?
Well, all these information that I'm sharing with you and your listeners came out of the press conference late afternoon yesterday, and the Director General of Health told the media that immediately they start testing all other passengers, the 274 passengers on that last repatriation flight last Friday.
How about people in Samoa? How worried are they that this could be a first confirmed case?
Well, it's been 9 months. We're still in a state of emergency, and the government put in place restrictions, and all these awareness programs has been going out to the, you know, to the community, you know, in this 9 months. And immediately after that press conference with the Prime Minister early yesterday morning, I came out to town to, you know, to continue going to do my usual work. You see people wearing masks. You see police officers pointing cars on the road wearing masks. Taxi drivers, bus drivers, and several other schools in towns were closed. So this is how people react to the information of the first positive case. You know, everyone is aware of what to do.
Thank you very much for the update. Aotangawaya, Tipi Aotangawaya there, speaking to us from Samoa.